At least 16 Syrian soldiers were killed today in a suicide bombing and ensuing clashes in a Damascus suburb. Rebels control most of the countryside around the capital, but Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, has drawn support from ethnic and religious minorities in the suburbs, including Christians and Druze, an offshoot of Shia Islam. Nathan Morley has the latest updates.
The blast triggered clashes at a checkpoint near the mainly Christian area of Jarahmana, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. State media blamed terrorists for the explosion, but did not give details. In August, a car bomb in the same suburb killed 18 people. In another development, the British surgeon David Nott, who volunteered in a hospital in northern Syria for 5 weeks, has told British television he treated pregnant women who were deliberately targeted by snipers.
It really is horrendous. I mean, to be really honest with you, being a doctor going out to do humanitarian work, you don't expect yourself to have to operate and do a caesarean section on a lady that's shot by a sniper in the uterus and take out her dead baby. For example, every day we would be receiving between 14 to 16 sniper wounds, just snipers, and they're all civilians, all children and women. And of those, there was a group, I would say, of the 14 that we had per day, probably 8 or 9 were shot in one particular area of the anatomy. And so it seemed to be a trend going on that some days they were shot in the groin, some days in the chest, some days in the neck and so on.
Mr. Nott said he wanted the UK government to help open up a humanitarian corridor in Syria to allow in aid and aid workers safely. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Meanwhile, the Canadian Bishops Humanitarian Agency has partnered with the Canadian government's Department of Foreign Affairs, Trade and Development to provide $5.4 million in aid to victims of Syria's humanitarian crisis. The Canadian Catholic Organisation for Development and Peace is getting its aid to those in need through its partnerships with Caritas Lebanon, Caritas Jordan and local organisations in Syria. Syria's civil war has created at least 2 million refugees in neighbouring countries to date and left an estimated 5 million people internally displaced.